rap group, the Two Line Crew's double platinum album, Nasty As They Wanna Be in Broward County.
We think it's the banning of free speech. First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white collar people trying to grab our sides, saying we're too nasty and we're too loud. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be drunk and thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die for us to have our ancestors die. Don't keep thinking that we will quit. We'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say. We won't be banned in the USA.
And I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on. The Reverend is in at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Got a very special show tonight. We have a salute to National Masturbation Month. And we've been jamming here with the Radio Volta show on before me, a lot of Caribbean and great rhythmic sounds, and that was followed up by, of course, the great Two Live Crew band in the USA. We're going to kick off the Masturbation Salute by a great stroke song. This is the first song ever played on The Reverend Is In by Sam and Dave. So get your lube and your toys ready and pictures and whatever else you need. This is called Hold On, I'm Coming.
Like you. And I'm looking for Are you getting the urge, yeah? Are you hearing the call? Are you feeling the itch? Aren't you jonesing it all? I want it straight, want it warped, want it kinky and sick. Come inside, take a look, you can have what you pick. Are you starting to sew it? Have we got to your head on a red light Saturday night? A Hamburg, Deutschland, give it a whirl. Streets of St. Paul, they can't forget your first girl. Bangkok, Thailand, lights up at Pong. First they take you upstairs, then they bang on your gong. All the stars on the walk must be pitchwood and vine. Here's a click, there's a crack, feel that hair along your spine. Getting the urge, yeah.
Goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch!
You heard Impatient Youth doing Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition from the very first Maximum Rock and Roll compilation called Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Lisa Bushell did Red Light Saturday Night. Flaming Stars did A Little Bit Like You. Sam and Dave did Hold On, I'm Coming. And started off with Two Live Crew doing Band in the USA. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com and now on Micro Radio in Olympia and Seattle, Washington. And we'll play a song for the Washington folks in a little while. These shows are 9 to 11 Eastern Time, USA. And at AtheistNetwork.com, the show is repeat broadcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and 9 at night, and, of course, oh so appropriately, on Sunday morning. Next week on The Reverend is In, a special holiday show, Memorial Day, and that is most likely going to have a very appropriate guest for the celebration of Memorial Day, Everlasting Godstopper. And there's Everlasting Godstopper news after speaking with her today. So we'll be sure to cover the news from that lovable Godstopper before the end of the show. On June 1st, the theme is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix. And later in June, and I'm not going to give you any clues beforehand, but there's going to be a very juicy clergy scandal, and it is hot. Tonight's theme is a salute to National Masturbation Month, and the show is, of course, dedicated tonight to everyone who is organizing events, performances, fundraisers, and the like in acknowledgement of National Masturbation Month. So that includes sex writer Laura Riskell, sex educator Carol Queen, organizer of the Masturbate-a-thon in San Francisco, Dr. Susan Block, who's been acknowledging it on her great web streaming television show at drsusanblock.com, and of course the organizer of the great Masturbate-a-thon in Portland that is coming and coming on May 31st in Portland, Oregon, and we'll cover that later as well, the Dark Lady from darklady.com. And there's new information about the much-anticipated Masturbate-a-thon in Portland. And you West Coast folks and Washington State radio listeners might want to check that out. It's going to be really great. So the show is dedicated to those people, and I have a very special reading to accompany National Masturbation Month and help get you started. I really appreciate all the feedback that I got from last week's show, Family Frisky Business, and got a shitload of questions and comments and the like, and I'm not going to respond to all of it. My idea is that if something is said that isn't really way out there, or if something is asked, then chances are other people want to know about it or hear a comment about it. So I'm just going to respond a little bit to that. The reason that I dedicated the song to the infidel guy in response to some silly person who wrote a letter about the people with extreme humor and highly offensive shows when we should be licking Bush's Christian ass and stuff like that. The reason that I did that was because I wanted to make a point. I didn't want to talk to that guy who is starting that kind of shit from within these circles of independent and internet broadcasters, but it was to reinforce the idea for everyone else that there is room for every tactic within reason, every tone, and every level of humor and activism, and also to say, beware of those from within who love to lick enemy butt. And I don't mean that to be offensive or in any way degrade people who are into butt licking, but this guy, if he's taken seriously, and the good news is he does not seem to be taken seriously by many people, if any, is, in my mind, the kind of person that helped bring about the end of the 60s, where movements started eating themselves and each other, and not in a pleasurable way, or the ways we like to talk about on this show, and getting everybody absorbed in these endless internal squabbles and giving everybody bowel trouble and the like. So that was the reasoning behind the dedication to Infidel Guy last week. Do I get a lot of shit for doing the show? Yes, I do. But I also get, I would say that the positive is 20-fold greater than the shit from, like, the Rambozos or the people who lick Jerry Falwell's ass crack and the like. And even if it wasn't so much greater than the negative feedback, I would say that, no, nothing brings me down. In fact, it's a compliment. And you know you're doing a boring show if nobody responds. But if the right people are giving you love and great feedback and sending you hot instant messages, and there's going to be a song dedication relating to that later, and giving you the kinds of positive energy that keeps you going, and if the assholes are upset with you enough that they have to take time and energy to give you shit, then you know what you're doing is worthwhile. And I also have this belief that the people who do that are partially acting on pent-up sexual energy. So on the one hand, they want to say, oh, who is this guy? How could he say all these things about religion and our leaders and the fetuses and blah, blah, blah. But on the other hand, I'm interpreting their hatred as a misdirected manifestation of their own confused sexuality. So, having said that, I hope I answered your questions and clarified the things that you wanted to discuss after the last show. Greetings, listeners in Olympia, Washington, and Seattle on Micro Radio. Since you are new and since there are people who are eager to win the really serious grand prizes that have been accumulating more and more to this gigantic pot of gold, I'm going to give you a shot to win the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church Contest. And I'm bringing it up again because there's some punk rockers in the Corona, California area who hopefully they'll let themselves be organized enough to pull it off and pull it off, who want to do an action of flashing and pulling it off at the XXX Church's church. So you have a chance to do this, but it is of the essence that you do it quickly. The contest will continue after the first people win, the first person or group wins, but the first people who wins like this incredible accumulated pot of prizes, and the contest will continue. There could be hundreds of winners, and we'll continue to give prizes to people who win. It's XXX Church's actual church, which is Crossroads Church at crossroadschurch.com, and then click Worship Services, Directions, and Map. It's in Corona, California, and winning the contest, and it needs to be verified, means flashing genitals, using tasteful erotic art or hardcore smut, stroking, flashing, live action, or even grander stuff like airdropping porn. Sunday morning, of course, and you win big. And we're going out there to do it ourselves when we make the Family Frisky Business video. So I'm going to play a song for you folks when we get back to the music. But first, this is from a guy named Mark Morford. Somebody printed this out for me today because my printer does not work. And he is a regular writer for the San Francisco Gate, which is online also at sfgate.com. His name is Mark Morford, and this is one of his better pieces, although everything I've ever read by him, and it's usually emailed or forwarded to me by somebody, this is arguably his best work to date. Bush Company Reams Nation Good. And this is also hot sounding. Bush Co. Reams Nation Good. No weapons of mass destruction after all. No excuses for war. Too late for anyone to care anymore. Ha ha, suckers. By Mark Morford. Ha ha ha. Oh man, did we ever get smacked on that one. Conned big time. Punked like dogs. Just gotta shake your head. Laugh it off. They reamed us, but good, baby. Damn. Turns out it really was all a big joke after all. The war, that is. All a big, fat, nasty, murderous, oil-licking lie. A sneaky little power-mad game with you as the sucker, and the world as the pawn, and Bush Co. as the slithery war thug, the dungeon master, the prison daddy. You really have to laugh, because it's just so wonderfully ridiculous in a rather disgusting, soul-draining sort of way. See, there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. No WMDs at all. Isn't that great? What's more, there never were. Ha ha ha, gotcha. No warehouses teeming with nuclear warheads. No underground bunkers packed with vats of boiling biotoxins. No drums of crazy-ass chemical agents that will melt your skin and turn us all into drooling, flesh-eating zombies. Unless, of course, you count the sneering vat of conservative biotoxin, that is, say, Fox News. In which case, hell yeah, baby, we got your WMDs right here, biatch. Go figure. Those lowly UN inspectors were right after all. Who knew? It was all a ruse. We've been sucker-punched and ideologically molested and patriotically sodomized. And hey, what the hell? Who cares anyway? We liberated an oppressed people most Americans secretly loathe and fear and don't understand in the slightest, even though that was never the point or the justification or the goal. Go team! But wait, is liberation of a brutalized and tormented people now the reason, the justification for our thuggery? That is so cool. So that means we're going to blow the living crap out of Sri Lanka and Sudan and Tibet and North Korea and about 47 others, right? Right? Maybe Saudi Arabia too. Second only to the Taliban itself in its abuse of women. Cool. As if. Ah, but screw the liberal whiny peacenik UN inspectors, right? Let's ask the U.S. search teams themselves. Shrubco's own squadrons of biologists, chemists, arms treaty enforcers, nuclear operators, computer and document experts, and special forces troops who've been in Iraq for weeks now, searching frantically. Surely they found something, right? Surely we can now prove that Saddam was fully intending to fillet our babies and annihilate Florida and poke the eyes out of really cute kittens on national TV for sadistic pleasure, right? Give me a hell yeah. Whoops, bad news. As the Washington Post reports, the 75th Exploitation Task Force, the very serious-minded group heading up all U.S. inspections in Iraq, the group absolutely certain it would immediately find streaming neon-lit stockpiles of WMDs piled right next to Saddam's personal stash of gay porn and Britney Spears posters and opium pipes, is coming home with its tail between its legs, found nothing, nada. Psycho-patriots are a little nonplussed. Bush is merely embarrassed. Peace advocates are sighing and drinking heavily. We have done this ghastly, horrible, inane, hate-filled, entirely unprovoked thing in the name of power and petroleum and military contracts and strategic empire building. Our nation is numb and more bitterly divisive than ever, and our leaders are not the slightest bit ashamed. But of course you're not the slightest bit shocked. You knew it all along. The WMD line was just a ploy that, tragically, much of the nation brought into like a sucker pyramid scheme after being pounded into submission. Ooh. With hammers of fear and Ashcroftian threats and bogus orange alerts, and having their tweezers confiscated at the airport. And of course the capacity to be outraged and appalled has been entirely drained out of you, out of this nation. Replaced by raging ennui and sad resentment and the new fall season on NBC. This is what they're counting on, your short attention span. WMDs? That's so like last February. Hey, look, the swimsuit model won Survivor. Because now it's all done, like a bad trip to the dentist where your routine cleaning turned out to be a bloody excruciating root canal and 50 hours of high-pitched drilling and $100 billion in god-awful cosmetic surgery. Now the bandages come off. Smile, sucker. We're at peace once again, sort of. But not really. Don't you feel better now? No? Too bad. No one cares what you think. It's all over but the shouting and the screaming and the endless years of U.S. occupation in the Middle East, the quiet building of U.S. military bases in Iraq so we can keep those uppity bitches, Syria and Egypt and Lebanon in line, forge ahead with the long-standing plan to strong-arm those damn Islamic nuts into brutal compliance with Bushko's bleak blueprint for World Incorporated. What? Too bitter? Hardly. Should we care that Osama, the actual perp of 9/11, is still running around free? That terrorism hasn't been quelled in the slightest? That the Middle East is more of a U.S.-hating powder keg than ever, thanks to Bushko? That the economy is in the worst shape it has been in decades? Should we care that we just massacred tens of thousands of Iraqi and Afghani civilians and soldiers and suffered a little more than 100 U.S. casualties and have absolutely nothing to show for it except bogus force-fed pride and this weird, sickening sense that we just executed something irreparable and ungodly and karmically poisonous? Nah, just laugh it off. Have a glass of wine. Go play frisbee with the dog. Breathe deep and focus on what's truly important and try to assimilate this latest atrocity into your backstabbed worldview. Add it to the list of this lifetime's spiritual humiliations as you wait for the next barrage, the imminent announcement that we're about to do it all again. Steel yourself. Protect your soul, because, man, they reamed us good. Slammed this nation like a bad joke. Gotcha. Ha, ha, ha. By Mark Morford from sfgate.com. And I'm going to give some quick plugs and a reading and then get back to the music. For Masturbation Fund, check out, first, I guess the main one, Masturbate-a-thon. And we're going to go into this in detail because I got the latest mailing that gives even more delicious detail about what is to come, and that is at masturbate-a-thon.org, masturbateathon.org, darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block's Masturbation Editorial, drsusanblock.com/editorial/masturbation.htm. And, of course, the classics, masturbateforpeace.com and the naked anti-war protests at bearingwitness.com, or bearingwitness.org, excuse me. And, of course, the sacred sex toys, the baby Jesus butt plug, the Jesus jackhammer dildo at divine-interventions.com. You gotta love it. And I brought a hot book that is by Catherine Millay. Oh, and she's French. She's like upper class in France, an art curator, I believe, and somebody who shocked the world that she had the secret sex life nobody ever knew about. And it's in this great book called The Sexual Life of Catherine M. by Catherine Millet, published by, or Catherine Millay, published by Grove Press. And I was reading this while emailing, while talking to Everlasting Godstopper on the phone, instant messaging, in the final minutes getting ready for the show, and pretty much the whole book was tempting to be the portion to be read out loud. And I'll read maybe a little more if there's time next week for the Memorial Day show. But I'm going to be in the final section of the book called Details. And then there's a heading called Different Manifestations of Pleasure. And I'll read that one. Okay, I don't know how far. But it is all the easier to write about discomforts and displeasure because they seem to distend time, and time allows us to focus. Even if they do not register with us straight away, they carve out a furrow within us that represents time. The slapping sessions never went on for long, and wallowing in sweat was by no means a key element of my relationship with that man, which doesn't alter the fact that while they were going on, I would be both active and passive, waiting and watching. Talking about pleasure, extreme pleasure, is much more a work of art. Anyway, isn't it commonly compared to being transported outside oneself and the world, and therefore outside time as well? And is there the added aporetic problem of wanting to identify and recognize something that no one has yet described for you, or only sketchily? I have mentioned the truly ravishing feeling of the first physical contact, and I have also evoked how I discovered a prolonged orgasm thanks to a dildo. Finally, I've tried as best I can to describe the mobilization at the aperture of my vagina that becomes as hard as a ring of metal when my excitement is at its peak. I came to these facts relatively late. For a large part of my life, I fucked without regard to pleasure. First, I should concede that, for someone who has known so many partners, no outcome was ever as guaranteed as when I sought it alone. I control the pitch of my pleasure to the nearest fraction of a second, which isn't possible when you have to take into account someone else and when you depend on their moves, not your own. Here is my story. Let us say that I am a porn actress auditioning 15 possible partners who offer themselves naked all in a row. In my fantasy, I am the officer reviewing the troops, examining each intern and squeezing his apparatus while I rub my clitoris with the end of my middle finger. It soon becomes sticky. I feel the way it dilates. Sometimes I think it just rises up, a pointed little growth like a seedling. In fact, the whole mons veneris and vulvas swell under my palm, and I can abandon my circular movements for a few seconds to prod and feel the hole as I would a pear. On with the story. I choose one, and I lead him by the cock to a sort of massage table where I lie down, my pussy on the edge. At that point, but this preamble will already have taken a long time, 6 or 8 minutes, sometimes more, my level of excitement can be extremely high. It is very localized, like a weight pulling towards the depths of my vagina and seeming to close it like the aperture of a lens. And yet I know. But where does this knowledge come from? from spontaneously measuring the exact degree of excitement which, bordering on exacerbation, feels almost overcharged and can only stagnate? From the fact that it won't be in that position that gave me the impression of being filled to the brim by my imaginary partner? That, if I carry on, I won't get to orgasm, or if I do, it won't be very intense. So I stop the movement abruptly and backtrack in my story. I lick a few stiffened dicks before choosing one. Back to the massage table. There can be several flashbacks, each one slightly different. This time, there are two or three who will take it in turns in my pussy. I increase the pressure with my finger. My clitoris rolls over a firm base. A bone? I picture one of those boys hammering me. The friction becomes frenetic. I sometimes murmur a few basic words of encouragement, pronouncing the words quite clearly. You're so good. Go on. When the time comes, my mind empties. Exit the 15 stallions. I grimace with concentration, curl my mouth up in an ugly snarl. One of my legs becomes paralyzed, but in an unexpected switch, I spontaneously knead one of my breasts gently with my free hand. The orgasm comes as a result of a decision. If I can put it like this, I can see it coming. In fact, I do often have my eyes wide open and then don't see the wall in front of me or the ceiling, but a fantasy X-ray. If it has gone well, the pleasure comes from far away, from the very depth of that long gut with its ridged gray walls, right to the mouth, which opens and closes like the jaw of a fish. Every other muscle relaxes. There can be six or seven waves. Ideally, I sat there for a moment, sliding my fingers over my vulva. Then I bring them up to my nose and revel in the sweetest smell. I don't wash my hands. I masturbate with the punctuality of a civil servant. When I wake, or during the day, with my back up against the wall, my legs spread and slightly bent, never at night, I take just as much pleasure in doing it. When I'm penetrated in real life, in those instances, it takes me longer to come. I find it more difficult to concentrate on my fantasy narrative because the organ lodged inside me does not exclude the one I imagine. The real one stands ready, motionless and patient until I give the signal, a yeah, of total acquiescence or a toss of my head. And the spasms that I have provoked meet the charges of the penises at their most powerful. Can I really be bringing together two such very different forms of pleasure? The one felt so distinctly that I can almost feel my intense space expanding in the same way that I would watch the tide rising over the beach, and the other far more diffuse pleasure, as if my body were reverberating like a muted gong, like when we suffer extreme pain and the mind distances itself from it. This goes on and on. I was going to read the part about the age differences too, like much younger and much older people in her life, and there's so much juicy stuff in here, but you will have to wait, possibly, if there's time, next week, with or without Everlasting Godstopper as a guest on the Memorial Day show, we can read some more. But first, let's play a song for the people who are new to the show, listening on micro radio in Olympia, Washington, and in Seattle, Washington. Going to play a song by Red Cross. This is called Puss and Boots.
And now you're walking like a pepper doll. Well, go ahead now. Yeah.
I'm come to my elbow and my finger.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker,
we have a very special dedication right now. This goes out to a clone of the Taliban themselves. This goes out to a Christian supremacist, an anti-freedom person, a cultist, a person who has been desperately seeking to shit-can the United States Constitution, a racist who has perpetrated profiling, illegal detentions, a misogynist who has been working diligently to turn back the clock for women, for sexual minorities, for people who are different than he, a person who should be given psychiatric treatment instead of rewarded with an appointment by the unelected president by coup to the office of Attorney General. John Ashcroft, also known as Ayatollah Asscraft, as Dr. Susie calls him, is from a religious cult called the Assemblies of God. It's usually not called a cult, because when your cult gets real big, you're no longer called a cult. But his cult is into a bizarre practice called snake handling. And, of course, the Reverend is not oblivious to the obvious hot implications of a practice called snake handling. So we're going to show that our hearts are in the right place and that we're to our nation's least favorite snake handler, Ayatollah Asscraft, from the snake handling cult of the Assemblies of God Church. We're going to play a nice snake handling song. So, John, remove your boxers and get ready to handle your snake. This is a song by one of the bigger bands, but way before they got famous. So it's not going to be a cheesy song you heard 1,000 times a month on Clear Channel Radio and other horseshit or Infinity Broadcasting. This is one of the earlier pre-famous songs by Fleetwood Mac. And this goes out to Ayatollah Asscraft, the snake handler. This is called Rattlesnake Shake.
Baby, if you got the rock, I got to see you rocking more. Baby, make you like the road, and make me a diggin' more. You're shaking the world. I guess I got to shake myself.
President Hosni Mubarak said in a New York Times interview that his country's intelligence service warned U.S. officials about a week before the September 11th attacks that Al-Qaeda was in the advanced stages of an attack.
The FBI is changing its culture.
We will preserve the terrorist tyrants.
Bush dismissed Mubarak's claims that the NSA appearance
advanced information.
The CIA.
We will extend the terrorist tyrants.
Bush says he has seen no evidence that U.S. officials could have averted the attack.
Whether it be at your airports, on the border, or with law enforcement. The whole mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with white-collar criminals, are now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
You'll preserve the terrorists from terrorists.
For sure, if an attack like 9/11 happens again.
Elevating the Office of Homeland Security to the rank of a cabinet-level department.
Analysts will be responsible for imagining the worst.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals.
For sure, an attack like 9/11 happens again.
It will bring together our best scientists to develop technologies.
America. We'll preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Congress has mandated that by 2005, the Department of Justice build an entry-exit system that tracks virtually all of this country.
Whether it be at your airports, on the border, or law enforcement. The whole mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with white-collar criminals, are now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
The staff of this new department will be largely drawn from the agencies we are combining. Banning duplication and overlap. We will spend less on overhead.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals,
we will preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Reaction on Capitol Hill has been generally positive.
We're sure that an attack like 9/11 happened again.
Border Patrol, the Customs Service, immigration officials, the Transportation Security Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Employees of this new agency will come to work every morning, knowing their most important job is to
preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
Cheney's technology has enabled Saddam Hussein to sell more oil, strengthen his grip on power,
and build new weapons of mass destruction. When Cheney left Halliburton with a $30 million bonus, America was left with a new threat to its security.
Look, I just read that terrorists might hijack an aircraft. They talk about hijacking aircraft once in a while, but have no specifics about when, where, under what circumstances.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals.
Your homeland.
Had I known that the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people.
I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a friend, I'll take the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, Master Bader. Go and get a doctor and it's feeling kind of nice. One ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. You want to spank the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, Master Bader.
Yeah.
gets it spinning on that CNN. You gotta fight them with your music. You gotta fight them with your pen. You gotta fight them out of your phone calls and the letters that you send. Cause there's additional cracks in the Liberty Bell. And the water's running low in the American well. You gotta burn down the brush. You gotta turn up the heat. You gotta look up right to Crawford and buy a front row seat. Because W's got a mission, and W's got a plan. Yeah, W's got his pistol, and it's burning in his hand. He's turned the world into one big Texas war. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas.
That I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
I warn you when you do one of those, man.
very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, May 18th, 2003, at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com, and two micro radio shows in Washington State. First, we have two runners up. First runner up to Asshole of the Week is ABC News reporter John Stossel. And there's a great article about him in the April 2003 issue of Extra, published by FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, FAIR.org. From FAIR, "Give us a break, the world according to John Stossel." ABC News reporter John Stossel enjoys a special position in the broadcast network news. Though not usually often identified as a commentator, Stossel is routinely allowed to use his one-hour prime time specials and his regular Give Me a Break features on 2020 to explicitly promote his personal ideological agenda. From singing the virtues of corporate greed to attacking child labor laws. That's first runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And we have one more runner-up. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Hate Talk host Michael Savage. GE, Microsoft, bringing bigotry to light. Hate Show host Michael Savage, hired by MSNBC. The latest hired by the cable news network MSNBC, co-owned by General Electric, NBC, and Microsoft, is Michael Savage, a radio talk show host noted for his unabashed bigotry. Savage is scheduled to have his own weekly one-hour show on MSNBC beginning in March. Savage routinely refers to non-white countries as third world nations and charges that the U.S. is, quote, being taken over by the freaks, the cripples, the perverts, and the mental defectives. In a recent broadcast, he justified ethnic slurs as a national security tool. Quote, "We need racist stereotypes right now of our enemy in order to encourage our warriors to kill the enemy," he explained. Obviously, he's as much of a dumb fuck as the president. Third world immigrants are a frequent target of Savage's anger. You open the door to them and the next thing you know, they are defecating on your country and breathing out of control. At times, Savage's arguments echo the conspiratorial scapegoating of the white supremacist movement regarding Latinos. "With their population that has emerged since they breed like rabbits, in many cases the whites will become a minority in their own nation. The white people don't breed as often for whatever reason." "I guess many homosexuals are involved. That is also part of the grand plan, to push homosexuality to cut down on the white race." That is second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Michael Savage, hired by MSNBC. And that brings us to a very special someone. That brings us to Asshole of the Week. This week's asshole is Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor, a nominee by the Bush regime for federal appeals court seat. This is a Taliban clone, a Christian supremacist, a sex negative, an anti-abortion nut, a church-state blender, which would make Bin Laden proud, and his nomination is as stupid as hearing President W. Numbnuts Bush nominated Osama bin Laden for the federal appeals court seat. So, Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor, you are asshole of the week. Okay, enough of the sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Supa Clean did One Big Texas. Unknown Artist did Masturbator 2 to the tune of Macarena. Mick O'Brien did a great parody called God Bless America. Fleetwood Mac did Rattlesnake Shake. Divinals did I Touch Myself. And started off with Afro Man. No, we didn't start off with that, but we did Afro Man doing Because I Got High, and started off with Red Cross doing Puss in Boots. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight's theme is a salute to National Masturbation Month. And speaking of Ms. Terry, who you just heard sing, she is still running for president of Iraq at RadioLeft.com. And she's running against three asswipes, one of whom is George W. Bush himself. And she is actually behind him, figuratively, I'm sure, in this election. So you want to go to RadioLeft.com if you want to support her and vote for Ms. Terry, the Reverend's friend and the great commentator and singer from Radio Left. And I'm going to go right to the Masturbate-a-thon. This event is coming up in Portland, Oregon, all you West Coast listeners. And it's organized by the Dark Lady, who can be found at darklady.com. And the event itself is online at masturbateathon.org. With hyphens between the words, masturbateathon.org. It benefits the local Planned Parenthood, as well as Cascade AIDS Project, the Center for Sex and Culture, and the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, Saturday, May 31st. And you know this is going to be a great event, because it's masturbation, and it's scheduled for 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Portland, Oregon. One must RSVP to get in, and it's 21 or over, which is a sucky reflection on this culture, but that also means that the event is going to be extremely great. Some of their celebrity guests include San Francisco sex educators Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence, Gonzo porn director and performer Rodney Moore, gay model and performer Jonathan Andrews and friends, vendors, raffles, unbelievable prizes and massages, live music, exotic dance, exhibition, fun masturbation games. I want to go. I want to go. Somebody from the East Coast, tell me you'll fly with me to the Masturbate-a-thon. Exhibitions, fun masturbation games, photo and art galleries, a dining space, a play space. Can this possibly be any more cool? Yes. It is also wheelchair accessible. And a great collection of sponsors, too, including Come Clean and Pleasure Wipes, numerous glass and toys companies, Climb a Tree Alternative Realtors, and I Love Vaginas clothing line. All of this at masturbate-a-thon.org. You know this event is going to be great. And the Dark Lady has promised the Reverend a full report, and we will hear a report the next day on June 1st when we do the Bless My Vibrating Crucifix show. So all of that is well worth looking forward to. And there's some other news as well. There's a great video about George W. Numbnuts Moron, executioner, war criminal, corporate hoe, Enron stooge, September 11th cover-upper Bush, at takebackthemedia.com, called Triumph of the Wimp. And you can see that at takebackthemedia.com. A benefit in New Jersey for New Jersey Peace Action, featuring Amy Goodman, David Rovics, and Catherine Moon, on June 19th from 7 to 9 at St. Peter's Claver Church, 56 Elmwood Avenue, Montclair, New Jersey. Information 973-744-3263 or email njsane@igc.org. And from truthout.org, and this is really good, by William Rivers Pitt, Blowback in, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Riyadh, the place in Saudi Arabia. Blowback in Riyadh by William Rivers Pitt, truthout.org. And if you like the track by Supa Clean, they did the One Big Texas song, Bush, Dick, Lay, colon, that one. You can check them out at bumpsy.org, bumpsy.org. And the Reverend has a couple other songs by them, so you'll be hearing them in future weeks. After Asshole of the Week, we have another award, Abuser of the Week. And the receiver of this is also a past recipient of Asshole of the Week, Jeb Bush, governor of Florida, brother of W. Idiot, and co-thief of the 2000 election. Abuser of the Week, Jeb Bush, who appointed a guardian to the fetus of a 22-year-old woman who was raped in a psychiatric hospital. So the man who raped this 21-year-old woman in a psychiatric hospital now has a brother in the abuse of this woman, and that brother is Jeb Bush, who is now compounding the problem by attempting to please the American Christian Taliban by seeking to prevent an abortion for this woman and appointing a guardian for the fetus. So he's proving that he is still an asshole, as when he received the Asshole of the Week award, and he is now Abuser of the Week for joining in on the abuse that began in the psychiatric hospital. The event happened in the first place because of fucks like Jeb Bush and people in state, federal, and local government cutting the services that go to people in need, people in psychiatric hospitals, and letting them be in programs and hospitals that are underfunded and treated like shit, and then when these happen, compounding the abuse. And speaking of former recipients of Assholes of the Week who are still an asshole, Rick Santorum's contest is still on. When he speaks at the graduation commencement at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, moon him and win lots of prizes. The Moon Rick Santorum contest is still on, as well as the Pie the Corporate Scab version of the Dead Kennedys. And if you want to see the animation, Safe and Secure, Senator Santorum presents the Department of Sexual Security. Check out markfiore.com, markfiore.com. Rick Santorum presents Animal Sex. I don't know if you're going to get much masturbation material out of this, but Rick Santorum presents Animal Sex at ricksantorum.us. What else? The Hitler, The Rise of Evil show is on tonight. The Much Maligned show. The producer of that show, if you haven't heard the show before, was trashed because he compared it to the rise of Bush, which is a totally reasonable analogy. And the Reverend wants to recommend seeing a tape of the show, and somebody's taping it for me, so that you can watch the show and do a comparison between today and the rise of Hitler, the family values rhetoric, the allowance or even perpetration of incidents. In Germany, it was the Reichstag fire. In America, it was September 11th. And the bullshit propaganda, the media's role, the role of famous people, etc., etc., and the willingness of people to turn to such an idiot for security. All right, I just looked at the time, and I'm going to skip a lot of stuff. There's a new radio show on WDCD Radio. The Reverend's friend, Sister Helene, is going to be on Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, at WDCD Radio, Wanton Display of Control and Disruption. And, let's see, minor technical things.
I believe God is great. All priests do.
Okay, in addition to Sister Helene, check out the new guys at RadioVolta.org on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. These guys are really cool, and we had a great time before the start of the show talking music, and you can hear a lot of Caribbean and reggae and rhythmic sounds to that. To see Prop Gun, the cartoon with W&M, that's, check out Ward Sutton's SuttonImpactStudio.com. And you can see W. Bush in his theatrical Prop Gun outfit. Hello. There is a kitty here playing with the wires. Hi. Bah Humbug, a great article about William U. Bett Bennett at thenation.com. One word, thenation.com. Bah Humbug by Katha Pollitt. Getting way talked out. There's some more plugs, and there's Everlasting Godstopper news, and even more masturbation stuff. But let's play a song. This goes out to the fantasy of your choice. And it's by Quincy, and it's called Can't Live in a Dream.
Baby!
Okay, going to play another song for George W. Numbnuts Bush. This is by Vic Bondi, who was once in a hardcore punk band called Articles of Faith. This is from AlternativeTentacles.com label. And this was his response to the recent war. It's a remake of the old 60s song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And it's for Numbnuts Bush. And based on a title by the best book about Numbnuts Bush, this is called Fortunate Son.
Oh! man, we gotta get this together. We gotta take control or we're never gonna get out of control. All that proper conduct is a con too heavy to bear. I've heard tell the truth will set you free. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Gotta find the sin within and let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil, let that devil out! Shoulder, devil on the other. You got an angel on one shoulder, devil on the other. Angel says, hold back, hold back. Devil says, attack, attack. Angel says, hold back, hold back. Devil says, attack, attack. You want it? You better get it. You want it? You better get it. Or forget it and regret it. Or forget it and regret it forever. Find the sin within, let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil out. Oh, yeah. Apples on the low branch of the tree. You want to reach up and pull one down and take a bite. And while you know your arms are long enough, they feel a little too short. Like life is a little too short. A little too short for letting temptation ruin an otherwise riotously good time. Temptation! Let's put temptation on the unenjoyment line. What do you say? Find the sin within, gotta let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil, let that devil out! Oh, come on!
Was the Henry Rollins Band doing Let That Devil Out from their nice CD, as it's called. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son and started off with Quincy doing Can't Live in a Dream. This is Reverend Bookburn. Show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight is a salute to National Masturbation Month. And I'm going to skip a whole lot of shit because I am running out of time. However, I wanted to bring up the fact that people bring up this goes back to the feedback I was talking about early in the night. Like, do you get a lot of shit for doing the show? Is there a hassle? Is there whatever? And I say, I don't care. It's a compliment if somebody wants to take the time to focus on you. And I extend that, and I'm speaking only for myself, to the Patriot Act. If these assholes want to focus on the Reverend, or even watch the Reverend, I say, go for it. I say, give them a show. And in keeping with the theme of tonight's show, I'm willing to give surveillance people a masturbation schedule. I'm willing to let them know when I'm going to be watching Spanish TV, when I'm going to be masturbating, when I'm going to be walking around in my Reverend outfit, which includes purple silkies and a clergy collar. And I would rather that these assholes watch me anyway than focus on people who do the organizing stuff. Because I participate and I'll go to actions. But watching me, in my view, is a great distraction, because while they're watching me jerk off, then other good people like the Philly organizers of Not In Our Name can organize their event, like the forthcoming July 4th protest in Philadelphia, when George W. Numbnuts Bush comes to the city, and you're going to hear about that as information comes in. Then I say, I consent to being watched, you sick, perverted voyeurs. You can watch me. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret, although it's not even a secret for you guys. If you have me under surveillance, then you already know that I like to finger my own ass. And if you want to watch that, wait until I get home and have been home for a little while. Check with me about 12:05 or 12:10 Eastern Time. And, in fact, I'll do one better. I'll do it by the window. So, the Reverend live fingering his own ass for the Patriot Act and the surveillance people. Yes, I hope you do stay away from movement and free thought circles and other social deviants. Give them a show, and you can watch me masturbate about 10 minutes after that. I don't know how much fun it is to watch, but I'm sure you like it. Okay, a lot of people to thank for tonight's show, because a lot of people have been very helpful to me and gave me information or inspiration or what have you. A big thanks to the working man, as always, who provided the masturbator song that went to the tune of Macarena, Dr. Susan Block, the Dark Lady, Heidi Helper, the Infidel Guy, Amoeba, Jim Trainer from Radio Volta, Bryn, Everlasting Godstopper, the Washington radio stations, Susie Q in Oakley, and from Belgium, Crazy Fox. And I'm going to play her a song, too. Her school semester is ending, and she's going to get us a report from Belgium as they progress in their indict Bush and the war criminals progress that is happening in Belgium, and also the fun stuff. They're kind of Amsterdam-like city, although she'll give me a lot of shit for saying it like that. And at RadioVolta.org, the website is updated, and you can now sign the message board. All right, is that all the plugs? No. And to free medical marijuana prisoner Ed Rosenthal, you can give a donation at GreenAid, green-aid.com, or get information at freedom2exhale.com/trialpics and give him support. For emergency contraception information, otherwise known as ECP, you can go to backupyourbirthcontrol.com. All right, let's do the Godstopper stuff now. It's a mile long. She is probably going to be the guest on next week's show, if she can do it, for Memorial Day. How dare you do a Memorial Day show without me? And if there was an appropriate guest for Memorial Day, it is Everlasting Godstopper. So we're going to have her on. She is reachable from godstopper@atheistnetwork.com. And she's also at atheist-poetry.com. She is live daily at the God is a Lie chat room at MSN, the religion chat page. And she can be found at atheistsplural.meetup.com. The Godstopper says, I need warm bodies, yum, to protest the discriminatory Boy Scouts. And she's organizing this in conjunction with the Freethought Society of Greater Philadelphia and SFA, Scouting for All. In Philadelphia, on May 29th, it begins, press conference at Philadelphia Ethical Society, 1906 South Rittenhouse Square, and then a protest from 8 to 5 at the Marriott Hotel, 1202 Market Street. And at 8 p.m., the showing of a film called Scouts Honor at the Marriott. Friday, May 30th, protest all day at the Marriott. And at 8 p.m., candlelight vigil for the gays, lesbians, transgendered, and bisexual people who have taken their lives because of discrimination. The Boy Scouts are guilty of discrimination against gay people and atheists. And the candlelight vigil is then going to walk to the Boy Scouts headquarters at 22nd and Winter Street, then to the Marriott. Saturday, May 31st, protest all day again at the Marriott. And at 8 p.m., fundraiser dance at University of Pennsylvania GLBT Center, 3909 Spruce Street. And you can listen to her next week if she makes it for the Memorial Day show. The Everlasting Godstopper. What a Memorial Day guest she will make if she does it. And once again, on June 1st, the theme is Bless My Vibrating Crucifix. Coming up later in June, a very juicy clergy scandal. And I'm not going to give you any clues ahead of time. If you want the playlist and links to all the things plugged tonight, if you haven't gotten mailings before and want to, write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition. Check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And be sure to let me know if you win any of the contests, most especially including the Flasher Genitals at the XXX Church contest. And Mrs. William Bennett, please tell us if you find any evidence of William Bennett hiring sex workers.